Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Well, I did it again. I run out of time. Let me say this, and probably pick up here next time. I think that's what we'll do. Know what is before you and make the right choice. And I'll give you the scripture that we'll be talking about. Deuteronomy 30:15. Let me just do that. Deuteronomy 30:15. Y'all should, here we go. See? See? I'll set before you what? I'll set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Now watch how this, we'll talk about, but anyway, let's read. In that I command thee, didn't suggest to you, I command thee this day to do what? Love the Lord thy God. Love God more than you love anything. Walk in his ways. Keep his commandment, his statute, his judgment, that thou mayest. See, when you do that, you keep the word of God. See, when you do the love commandment, you'll keep all the other commandments. See, you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments. If you keep that one commandment, the love. Because he said in John, that a new commandment I give unto you, that you do what? Love one another as I loved you. When you keep that commandment, and this is what he said, you'll keep his statute, you'll keep his judgment, that thou mayest, come on, thou mayest live and multiply. See, that's what God wants you to do. Live and multiply, and that the Lord thy God shall do what? Bless thee in the land which thou goest to possess it. And see, we have entered into the land of the new birth, and he had blessed us. And that's why he wants us to learn how to talk right, believe right, put the right thing in our heart. He was talking to a people that had not received the new birth at that time. And that's why he said, I bless thee. He has blessed us. And he wants to learn how to take possession of our blessing. Thank you. Come on, Usher. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what, you know, I believe Proverbs 10:20, 21 or 22, I believe what it said. I believe that's where it is. It said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord does what? Maketh. You notice what the blessing does? You know what it does? It does not suggest to you, it make you. Hallelujah. It make you rich. When you walk in the blessing, it will make you rich. Rich in faith, rich in grace, rich in health, rich in wealth. Rich, rich, rich. Rich. The blessing of the Lord make us rich. That's why we don't have it. That's why we don't have any problem giving, because we understand how the blessing works.
Amen.
Some people don't understand, and then when you start teaching principle, they'll get distorted and think you're trying to get their money. Hallelujah. And see, we don't operate like the world. And that's what most believers, go ahead and stand up. That's what most believers get messed up at. They try to operate their finances like the world. No, we operate on a different principle. Hallelujah. We believe, we give, we speak, we release our faith, we stand on the word of God. We believe God supplies us with grace, faith, and mercy. Opportunity, that means you don't go home and sit down and fold your hands and cross your leg. No, those opportunities come open to you to get well. Because we know how to give. We know how to receive. Father, tonight we are so grateful for you, your word, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, all the promises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This great salvation that you brought to us with nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is whole and complete to cover us, spirit, soul, and body. Nothing is left out. Nothing is short. We thank you in the name of Jesus. So we bring these gifts and bring them before you. We present them to you. Release our faith, and I come in agreement with every person in this place that released what was in their hand. And I thank you, Lord. You said you love a cheerful giver. And we thank you, Lord. As we give, it shall be given. We thank you that you said you will multiply what we sow and increase the fruits of our righteousness. So we thank you that all of our needs, they are supplied. And we rejoice and give thanks and praise you in Jesus' name. Now thank you for your great protection over each one of us as we go from here to our place of dwelling, that we travel in safety in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.